Denver warns new migrants to leave, says lack of resources means they will suffer. Denver, what have we got going on? Let's get into it. Here we go. Denver warns new migrants to leave, says lack of resources means they will suffer. Yeah, we got the second in command to the governor, or to the mayor of Denver, basically coming right out and saying, resources. We got a little issue with those. So if you could go anywhere other than Denver, yeah, that'd be great. Who wants to leave? We're going to watch a little video. Sometimes I want to go and touch my screen, but computer screens don't work.
The
like
city
that.
Of Denver is offering a stark warning to newly arriving migrants. Stay here and you will suffer. Denver's offering migrants help to move on to anywhere else in the country. Tonight, for the first time, we're able to see how Denver tries to convince migrants to leave in video obtained by Next from inside a migrant shelter.
The opportunities are over. That's Andres Carrera, political director for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before them.
Your path is not over. You have more to your path. You need to leave Denver, continue your path elsewhere. Terrible.
Parents listen quietly as children play on the floor. As Denver tells these families that have sometimes walked from one continent to another, that they just have to keep moving. But they don't have to walk. Denver will buy them a bus ticket.
I find it interesting that he mentioned you can go to any city, we can take you up to the Canadian border, wherever. The Canadian border. Now, why would you want to go to the Canadian border? You want to go into Canada? Are you trying to get into Canada? I mean, because most of these folks, they want to get away from the border as quick as they can. Because that whole ICE thing, right? And they just know that the border isn't where they want to be. That's why Denver is a good bet. Because it's not by the border.
The city says it won't buy bus tickets to Canada, but it will help migrants get to American border cities up north. Okay. It's a desperate pitch by Denver, a city that has taken in more migrants per capita than any city outside the southern border, and is looking at $120 million in budget cuts to pay for migrant services. The moment of truth. Who in the crowd wants to go to a different city? And who wants to stay in Denver? Todos, a migrant says.
Everyone. One guy just... They don't say anything. And one guy just pops off with, all of us, we all want to stay in Denver. We worked our asses to get here. You said you were a sanctuary city. You said you would take us in. 40,000 of us came here before this crew. And now you're saying no? What's up with that? What's up with that? I mean, that's what I'd be saying if I was one of these guys. But it's to be expected, right? This is to be expected. This is the sanctuary city shenanigans. Oh, yeah, bring them in. Oh, no, budget. Oh, holy cow, we can't do that. So ridiculous.
Everyone.
The clock is now ticking for the migrants who arrived on that bus. Families have 6 weeks in Denver shelters, and then they must go. Individuals get 14 days in shelter. As they were warned, after that, there may not be resources to help them.
14 days. What's that going to get you? What are you going to do with 14 days? Whole thing is just preposterous, isn't it? Yeah. And we're Sanctuary City, but the whole budget thing. I mean, we ran through all of our money. We've got situations here where we've got some people are saying, I think Jason Rantz was saying that he thinks it's going to be CHOP 2.0. He thinks that we're going to have an area that gets taken over by illegals. Because what we've got is we've had same group of a couple hundred illegals. They've been staying in a hotel in Kent. They've been staying in a church in Tukwila, it is. I think both of these are cities just a little bit south of Seattle. Call it south, south of Seattle. And they have literally gone twice to the City of Seattle Council meetings begging for money. The first time, our mayor here, Bruce Harrell, he posted them up for, I can't remember how long, a month, something like that. And then they came back at that council meeting that I showed where Sarah Nelson said, you can't be disrupting this council meeting. And guess what? We don't have the money to support you. You need to be looking at the county. You need to be looking at the state to help you out. Just because Seattle is big and we have resources doesn't mean that we're just going to pony out the money for you guys to be in a hotel where the state should be taking care of that or their county should be taking care of that. So six people got arrested from that. They got bailed out. It's just this whole ridiculous thing. But now you've got the situation where I think somebody else, an anonymous donor, chipped in for 11 days in hotels for this big, huge group. But Jason Rantz is saying, this could be CHOP 2.0. This could very well have that happen because you've got so many of the activists that are driving these migrants to these meetings, to these hearings. And these activists are just right in the middle. And they're the exact same ones that basically created CHOP and created all the, two black kids got murdered. Nice going, guys. Yeah, that worked out swimmingly, didn't it? Just the whole CHOP thing. Yeah, that was just a train wreck that happened. Let's read this one. Denver warns new migrants to leave, says lack of resources means they will suffer. Ugh. Video obtained by 9 News. That's the video. That's kind of the famous video. The video that we just watched, that's the famous video that I don't think was meant to be, it wasn't intended for the general population. It just wasn't. That wasn't meant to get out. You can see the angle that was shot from. That was shot from behind, right? In a clip obtained by 9 News, Denver's newcomer communications liaison, Andres Carrera, who also serves as Mayor Mike Johnston's political director, tells newly arrived migrants that Denver cannot support them. The opportunities are over. I mean, it's not that the opportunities are over. It's that the opportunities have been constricted. You've got fewer opportunities. Carrera says to the group in Spanish, New York gives you more, Chicago gives you more. We heard that. So I suggest you go there where there was longer term shelter. You know what? You're going to have the exact same thing happen in New York City, and it's already happening, right? It's already happening. You know, Eric Adams he's basically just saying, you're going to destroy the city if you keep coming in the numbers you are. And meanwhile, you've got Biden bringing people in by the hundreds of thousands, that first program that I read about being one of the primary drivers. Denver is offering to pay for migrants' onward bus fare to destinations of their choice, a decision cried by other cities also struggling with the migrant crisis. So now what you've got is you've got all of these sanctuary cities and adjoining non-sanctuary cities in kind of this tussle. Right. Okay. We're going to send them your way. Oh, no, you're not going to send them my way. Chicago and New York City came up with all these rules and different things that people were, being forced to do. States like Florida and Texas that were shipping people around. You got to drop them off here. You can't do any other drop offs on the weekends. All this criteria. Texas and Florida just blew past there because they've literally got these people coming in by the thousands. And you got to shuffle them through your system. So otherwise, you just have these big hordes of people. like the hordes of people in El Paso, where he had a couple hundred bum rush the border, bum rush National Guard. National Guard got injured. I mean, some of those guys got injured. And then those folks are still incarcerated, I believe. There's been this whole issue of, do we let them out? Do we keep them in? Do we let them out? The whole thing is just an absolute train wreck. The migrants Carrera is seen speaking to in the video arrived in Denver March 26 in a bus organized by Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott was the, I know that DeSantis did some, he shipped out some, and initially he was kind of neck and neck with Texas, but I think there's been so many more that have come through Texas by, you know, doing the Caminante walk, doing the walk through 7 or 8, maybe 10 countries, and then finally through Mexico, doing that walk right into Texas, whereas Florida, different drill. They're being flown in there for a large part. Now you've got the situation with Haiti just absolutely breaking down. You're going to see more and more folks come from Haiti. And that whole thing is just, but you know what? The United States, we can't be responsible for the entire world's political instability. So you've got some countries that, you know, aren't doing great. Doesn't mean you got to let all their people in. It's just not a sustainable pattern of immigration. So yeah, make that vote count. That's the bottom line, right? Got to get a new guy in town. Yeah. Need to get a new leader of the free world. Abbott has bragged about flooding Denver and other so-called sanctuary cities with migrants who have crossed the U.S. border with Mexico. I don't think he's bragged. All he said is that we are sending people where they want to go. We are facilitating their dreams of, you know, becoming an American citizen. And if the federal government is just going to let them come in willy-nilly, however they want, whatever sex now that they want to be, we have received too many migrants, and that's why we ran out of resources, Carrera tells an assembled crowd inside Denver's main migrant shelter. We're not going to block you. Remember hearing him say that? If you want to stay here. If you want to stay here, you're going to suffer even more, and I don't want to see this. That's not very sanctuary city-like. That's not very welcoming. What are you doing there? And you're basically telling people to go elsewhere. That's literally, straight up, what he's telling people to do. And what's interesting is that this isn't coming from an official statement. This was somebody at that meeting videoing it and then posting it. You think they probably posted it to TikTok? Yeah, probably did. That TikTok guy who, he was, a Venezuelan illegal? And he got on and said, we can squat in all these houses because if you stay there long enough, they have to give the houses to you. You know, just that ridiculous, ridiculous statement. He has been, he's been arrested and he's got some issues. He's got a firearm issue. He's got an ICE hearing issue. Yeah, he's got some issues. So that guy's going to be, he's going to be tied up for a little while. So Denver is enforcing strict limits on how long newly arrived migrants can stay in city shelters. Remember, we got 14 days for 2 weeks for individuals and 6 weeks for families with children. These sanctuary cities, I mean, to tell people to come to our city and then give them 14 days, what's that going to do for them? They're going to end up in a tent on the sidewalk, right? That's what they're going to end up doing. They're going to end up some, like here in Seattle, because we don't have a ton of support for the illegals, because we've got, I don't know if you know this, we've got quite a homeless issue to contend with, quite a homeless issue. They're ending up staying in churches. They're staying in these churches, which, you know, to a point, you got to help folks. But when the federal government just, you know, crams millions of these folks down our throats, and that's where I'm like, you know what, you've got to have a system that works, and you've got to enforce the border, and you've got to have a system of immigration that is something other than what we've got going on right now. But it seems like they're trying to cook the books. They're trying to cook those books on the Census Bureau. I mean, you know, maybe all these illegals are going to vote for Democratic parties down the road, because they're certainly not coming in, you know, when Trump's in office. We had record low numbers. Trump was going ham on the wall. Different times, right? Different times. You look at the numbers of illegals that came through during the Trump 4 years in office, and what we've got going on here. 10 million, 11 million, somewhere right in that range of known illegals into the country, just been dumped into the country. I'm sure that'll work out fine. I'm sure that'll be fine. The clip shows kids milled about at Carrera speed as he speaks with their parents, some of whom may have walked much of the journey to the United States, as a lot of them do. You don't have to walk anywhere. We can buy you a free ticket, Carrera tells him. You can go to any city. We can take you up to the Canadian border, wherever. City spokesperson clarified that Denver is not buying bus tickets to Canadian cities. Yeah, we're not going to get you over the border because, yeah. It's a no-go, right? These people don't have the, you know, they'd have to go through Canadian immigration to get there. Canadian border. That's clearly just not happening. They're not legal in our country for our country to be able to send them elsewhere. You can go to any city. We can take you up to Canadian border, wherever. I mean, it's just the fact that he got caught, I think, is his greatest sin, right? That he got caught talking about this on tape, on video. And then city of Denver's like, oops, my bad. Maybe we should tone that down a tad. We need to put out a statement. We're not sending them to Canada. But we'll get you close. Get you close. That's because all the other cities have basically been overrun. And that's because Texas and Florida and all the border states have been overrun for years. So this is kind of where we sit. In the clip, Carrera makes an impassioned pitch to the migrants to leave Denver, offering Chicago, New York, and Miami as alternative destinations with more resources and more Spanish speakers. As he wraps up his remarks, Carrera asks the crowd, okay, who wants to travel to another city where there is more work? I don't think we heard anybody say, me, that sounds great. I would love to travel some more. Send me to, right? Who wants to stay in Denver? And you hear one guy say, todos. Just means everybody. The migrant replies, they don't want to go anywhere. They worked hard to get to Denver. I don't know if you know this, but Denver's a little bit of a trek from the border. A little bit of a trek. Is it 600 miles, I think, if memory's correctly, from maybe the Tucson sector? 600 miles? I mean, that's, you take a 600-mile bus ride, that's a decent little trip. You get flown in from somewhere. I mean, these folks have made a huge effort to get to Denver, and now Denver, the sanctuary city, is basically saying, no more. We're tapped out. It's so hypocritical and it's so two-faced. It's like, you're either there to help them or you're not. The whole budget thing. I mean, you knew it was going to cost XYZ number of dollars per head, right? In New York City, I think it runs like $3,000 a month for just the housing and food per immigrant. And so that's why they're willing. And that's why these cities are willing to buy them plane tickets, bus tickets, whatever it takes. Bus ticket is, you know, kind of more direct route. And that's how most of them have been traveling. But so many have also come in on the one program, the federal program, to airports. And they don't have to provide an ID. Now they have facial recognition imaging taken. But they didn't have to, I mean, you know, the geriatric system that you have to go through, TSA. To get into the United States. Oh yeah, I might have an explosive in my shoe, you know, right? I mean, the crazy system there that came out of 9/11. All right, we're going to check your bag. We're going to check this. We're going to check that. And these illegals come through and they don't even have an ID. And it's like, all right, get them on the plane. It's going to be fine. Just this complete craziness. And then the whole, all right, yeah, pick a sex. Male? Nope. Female? No. Take your choice. Take your choice. It's all good. So all these things are happening. And it makes you think, how's this gonna work long term? What's gonna happen? How is this gonna be slowed down? You know, because the political stability in these countries isn't stopping. It's getting worse. I mean, look at Haiti. I mean, you talk about out of control. If you follow the news there, I mean, it is brutal, brutal. And I don't blame these people for getting out, but the United States can't make it their job to house everybody because it's just not feasible. So you're going to have to take, you know, the worst of the worst, meaning the people that are absolutely, they're going to be killed if they go back to their country. I don't know how you determine that. I don't know how you determine that. You got to slow down what you got going on right now because this is not sustainable. But we've been saying that for a long time. And same thing keeps happening. I've got another 300,000 this month that have come through. It's just crazy. It's just shenanigans left and right. Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Love to have you as a subscriber if you haven't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this content. Hit the notification bell. We're dropping 2 videos a day, Monday through Friday, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Live streaming Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.